It's Rosie on the house. You have a three-day project you started last Labor Day weekend, and it's still only halfway done? Give us a ring. Maybe I can give you a couple shortcuts to get that job wrapped up. We're doing a little master bath remodel at our house, just a little facelift, and Jennifer found a magazine that had an article in it, Weekend Master Bath Remodel Makeover.
And this one's been going on for how long?
This is not a master bath remodel. This is a master bath masterpiece.
Oh, is it?
And it cannot be done in a weekend.
Oh.
And we're still 2 weeks ahead of schedule. So don't you forget about that.
I've lived the last 36 years 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
Yes,
I know
you
all
have.
About it.
Yes, you have. Folks, if you got a question about your home improvement project, give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348 as we go to Joe calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you people doing today?
Really well. Super fantastic, we like to say.
Well, great. My problem is the family room across the back of my house, the roof is almost flat. Now, I've come across some mold, so I'm in the process of taking the drywall down, and I'll have to replace the insulation too. And I'm doing it from the inside. Now, if I take and replace all that, do I need a vapor barrier between the insulation and the drywall?
Joe, the mold you're seeing is what, showing up on the sheetrock ceiling?
Yes, because okay. I've had a few leaks and
okay.
health reasons, I haven't been able to fix it as soon as I had to.
Okay, so we've fixed the roof leak to stop the moisture to quit feeding the mold.
Correct.
Okay, so now that we've eliminated the moisture from the situation, what kind of insulation is up there now? Was it blown insulation or was it bad insulation?
No, it's the fiberglass bad insulation.
It is bad. Is it paper backed or is it unfaced?
It's paper.
Okay. Well, the thing about paper back, Joe, is it's going to be easier to install because you can just unfold the flaps and staple it to the bottom of the joist. Sometimes the unfaced gets a little hard to work with because it doesn't want to stay in place, and you got to staple it or you got to tape it in place like that. So just for ease, it isn't that you particularly need the vapor barrier there, but go ahead and get the paper backed bats, unfold it, staple it to the face of the bottom of the joist, and then just sheetrock over that.
Okay, that sounds like a winner. I just wanted to double check, you know, and this being Arizona, you know, we don't get rain here. We just get flooded out, and I just figured I'd follow through and get some good advice and then go from there.
Yeah. No, on a ceiling, generally, we are not putting vapor barriers for any particular reason.
Okay, I just wanted to do some checking, and you guys have a good day. Stay dry and have fun.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate the call. And that opens the line for you at 1-888-767-4348 on the topic of duct tape today. You know, there's a new product that kind of hit the market in the same family. As a matter of fact, it's actually made by the Duck brand tape that we had Miss Mary Kate on just a minute ago. It's called Frog Tape, and I don't think a lot of homeowners have discovered it yet, but boy, it sure makes painting a whole lot easier than it has been in the past. People would always ask me, Rosie, I've got this texture on the sheetrock wall, and I want to paint a straight line.
They have three different types for smooth and rough and grainy walls. So, and it's got a special technology that seals it to the wall and blocks the paint out so you get a good, crisp line. You know what else they have that's really cool? Like if you want to do a wave, a narrow, like a, I think it's about an inch or two wide wave or a chevron.
Like a stencil?
You just tape that right on there and paint and peel it off and there's your little... Your little design.
Well, if I can get in our listeners' minds here just for a minute, if you'll go over to a wall in your house, you'll take a look at the surface of the wall, and it's generally not exactly flat. It's got some texture to it. It could be a skip trowel texture. It could be an orange peel spray-on texture. It could be anything. that when you would take the old style painter's blue tape and you would like snap a line, you wanted to change color of a room in the middle of the wall or paint some vertical striping, you'd snap a line, you'd put the tape, and then you'd take your fingernail and you'd rub it in and out of the little textures, the right. high spots and the low spots. And even then, it was never perfect. You'd paint, you'd peel the tape,
bleed and, you'd
have all those little bleeds back in underneath the tape. Well, this frog tape eliminates all that. It actually seals the gap between the high and the low spots of the texture, put it in exactly the place that you want it, paint over it, peel it, and it is absolutely perfectly straight. It's an incredible product.
Have we tested
it? Yes, we have.
It works that good?
It does work that good.
Okay.
We have.
I had heard of it, but I was still a little nervous just because you hate to mess up and then go over again. I still did the old school blue tape, and then you would take, you would cut the end of your caulking gun just as small as you possibly could to get out, and you'd put a little bead, and then that would be your sealer between the tape and the drywall. But, man, if it works that good, that's going to save a lot of time for...
A lot of people didn't know that caulk trick, but it works really well. But, Romy, this really eliminates the need for having
need
to do that.
It
does work that good.
They have a great website with tips on how to do all that, and it shows you the wave, the chevron, the scallop, just lots of different projects you can do. So, and if you just want ideas on what to do with it, go to Pinterest, man. Just put in there duct tape, and you'll find all the ideas you could ever use.
There you go. So we're covering duct tape, but we're also covering any question you might like to ask about a home improvement remodeling project you've got going on at the house, home, castle, or cabin. We are Rosie on the House, winding up here with one more half hour to go. Give us a ring. We'd love to hear what you're trying to tackle this weekend.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.